Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi there, and welcome to Joyful Eating episode 108. So today we're going to be going on a time traveling journey together with one of my joyful cooking students. But before we get to that, the best bite I've had this week, oh my goodness, I am obsessed with Berber spice. So it's this Ethiopian spice blend, kind of like a curry powder, but it's got, I think it's ajwain seeds in it, which just give it this really fresh, it's almost like a citrus kind of hit to it. So it's got that earthy curry thing, but then it's got this real, and a bit of heat, and then it's got this citrus thing. And I cooked some, just sliced up some white cabbage and cooked it actually in my air fryer for the first time. And made like these kind of cabbage noodles. And then when it came out, tossed it with the Berber spice. And I had it with poached eggs. I've had it with salmon. I'm going to have it with boiled eggs today. Like just so good. And so, yeah, and just like with a bit of mayonnaise and then sprinkled extra Berber spice over the top. And it's so funny because like Berber spice, I actually found the packet in my spice box and it was out of date. So I was like, okay, I'll just get this out. I'll hang it on the fridge and I'll just to make sure I use it. And now I'm like, I'm gone from like not using it at all and it being out of date to like almost needing to like using a whole packet in a week and needing to go and buy some more. So anyway, yeah, check out Berber spice, beautiful Ethiopian spice. Plan for today is, yes, we're going to go on this time traveling journey. So we're going to look at where one of my students, Julie, was before she joined Joyful Cooking. And actually we can, like, I've got an actual excerpt from that she posted in the group so we can see in real time exactly what she was thinking at the time. And then I'm going to share like what happened after. And also Julie had a suggestion of how to make Joyful Cooking even better. So we'll share that. And then finally we'll wrap up and I'll tell you how you can be like Julie. Okay, so before Julie joined Joyful Cooking, this is what she wrote. She actually posted her introduction in the group. She said, "The main struggles I'm hoping to overcome with this class are that I've been a recipe cook since early teenagehood, which requires a lot of effort in terms of meal planning and execution. My partner and I have been cooking separate meals due to different diets, which is not sustainable long term." Then she said, "I want to be able to look in the fridge and know I can whip up something quickly that we'll both enjoy. Looking forward to going on this journey with you all and hopefully becoming an intuitive cook." And I can't remember what different dietary requirements. I think one of them needs low FODMAP and the other one's vegetarian. So yeah, like that was a big struggle for Julie, like having to cook those two meals and also just being glued to recipes, as she said. So yeah, like what happened over the, so Julie joined in September 2022. Here's what she said. "Wanted to take a moment to leave a review for Joyful Cooking, which I was part of in the fall of 2022. I'm still got some work to do to become a super joyful cook, but I do feel like I've got all the tools I need now, thanks to Joyful Cooking. All I need is to practice. Here are a few points worth mentioning. First, I love the concept of muscle memory meals. I've been a recipe cook my whole life, even though I've never enjoyed being glued to a recipe while cooking. Jules's concept of these meals really opened my mind. Meal planning is no longer a huge mental exercise of compiling recipes and listing ingredients needed. My partner does the shopping without a detailed list. Guess what looks good or what's on sale? Then we do a quick meal plan for the week once he's home with the bounty. So much easier and more enjoyable." Next, she said, "The mindset piece is also really important to me. Jules really helped me see that I can choose how I think about my time in the kitchen, and instead of seeing it an annoying chore, choose to see it as me time. And it can really be fun to try new things in there and get great results." Then she said, "The tasting exercises were a highlight for me to help gauge what the right level / source of salt, acid, fat, heat, sweetness, umami is for a given dish. This really opened my mind up to how to taste and adjust seasoning well and fix things that are missing a little something." Then she said, "The live weekly calls were great for accountability and to help me stay on track and motivated throughout. The Cook of the Week prizes, which is just something I award every week to the Joyful Cooks, were really fun and unexpected. Jules went above and beyond to engage the group." And then she said, "I recommend this course to any beginner or recipe cook out there looking to improve their relationship with cooking. It's a minimal investment and you're pretty much guaranteed to have at least a few awesome takeaways," which is so funny. When I first read this, I was like, have a few awesome takeaways, because in Australia we call takeout takeaway. And I was thinking, you're going to have a few. And then I realized that she was talking about
takeaways as in had lessons and have awesome things that you're learning from the group. So I love. One of the things I love about my work is like, yeah, that it's like global, and that Julie's based in Canada, I'm in Australia, like, and so we get to like learn about each other's cultures as well. And then let's see, what else did Julie say? Oh yeah, previous to taking the course, I'd listened to all of Jules's podcasts and I was on the fence about joining Joyful Cooking because I wondered if it would really provide additional value over the podcast to make it worth the investment. I can definitely say the investment was worthwhile. The podcast was great for trying out ideas, but Joyful Cooking made it possible for me to follow through on them and provided a wealth of additional knowledge. Thank you, Jules. And then Julie just had one suggestion for improvement on the programs, because I always ask my students, you know, is there anything that didn't work for you or anything that I could be doing better? And Julie said, the only thing that I might have preferred was stretching out the 3-month program over 6 months to have had more time to apply the concepts. But it seems like you've already realized this, that the next offering is over 6 months. So that's great. Yeah. So, and that's a new change that I've been applying this year, is it's with learning the same lessons, but rather than having a lesson every week, we're going to have a lesson every 2 weeks, just to give everyone more time to absorb and practice and implement. So how can you be like Julie, who's like having fun in the kitchen, not glued to recipes anymore, you know, having that like ability to like send her partner shopping and then deciding what to cook based on, you know, what looked good, what was on sale, like so good. So you could do this on your own, or you could be like Julie and experience the life-changing magic of working directly with me and also with the group of fellow Joyful Cooks. So there's something really magical about doing this work in a group, because you get to change and you're learning ideas, but also seeing other people change and seeing other people get coached is a really great way to kind of consolidate the learning. And also there's often things that you don't even realize that it's something that you're struggling with, then you'll see someone else getting coached on it and you'll be like, oh, actually that totally applies to me too. So you wouldn't have thought to ask that question yourself, but then you're getting the lessons from it. And just the energy that we have in the group is really fun. Like we've got a private group forum where we like post what we've been cooking, and yeah, it's really fun. And also the thing with Joyful Cooking is I'm not just like teaching you like, you know, whatever you'd learn in a cookbook. Like we're working on you as a whole person. So we're working on your mindset, like engaging your mindset. And as Julie mentioned, like going from choosing to think that cooking's a chore to actually thinking about cooking in a different way. And that mindset shift is huge in terms of changing how you feel about cooking, and then your motivation levels, like it all plays in. So we'd work on that. We're also going to be training your taste buds. So we actually do like tasting exercises together. So I give you a list of materials, you go out and buy them, and then we like either on the call or you can do it with the replay. You know, we actually taste together in real time, and so that you have that experience of saying, oh, yeah, this is how things change when I add different amounts of salt. This is how things change when I add different types and different amounts of acid. And we do that for all the different components in seasoning. We do it sweetness, and we go really in depth on this seasoning skill, because that really is the number one thing for being able to take, you know, food from being bleh or meh, and like, you know, it's okay, but not really great, to being tasting really good, that you have something you're really proud of. So yeah, we're training your mindset, we're training your taste buds. I've broken it down and made it so simple, and we just really focus on learning these muscle memory meals, because when you know something off by heart in general terms, then you're able to adapt it to whatever ingredients you have in the fridge. So it really helps you become that person who can just look in the fridge and just feel inspired, pull something out and whip up something enjoyable with like minimal stress with no stress and actually, you know, having fun in the process. So if that all sounds good to you, then totally join me in Joyful Cooking. So I'm only running one group in 2023 and we're starting in April. So for more details about enrolling, just click on the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup, you'll find my blog and click on the Joyful Cooking tab, and that'll give you all the details. Okay, have a beautiful week having fun in the kitchen, and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.